let's do a little audio depot here
audio
on Monday.
Depot.
So, Sean, you found this from, this was the Ohio State game, or Oregon State.
Oregon State.
I didn't watch much Pac-12 this weekend.
Yeah, the Beavers got beat at home by Fresno State.
Mm.
That was not a good loss for them, because Fresno State got embarrassed in week one. But this was a CW game. Now, I've attended the SMU-Baylor game Saturday with Pops, and that was a CW game, and you said that that was a mess.
It's like watching a high school broadcast.
Really?
It's all over the place. And it wasn't even Thom was on it. I don't know if Thom's doing CW anymore.
Yeah.
He was last year.
I believe he is. And this was halftime. So Trent Bray, the Beavers head coach, has to do the halftime hit with TV. And maybe he's thinking CW's not a real channel or a real network. So he decided, I can just cuss very casually during this halftime hit.
You tell your team in the locker room to settle everybody down and finish this thing off.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, we've allowed ourselves to create their success, both in special teams, f***ing joke, right? And then on big plays on defense, two long runs for touchdowns that shouldn't exist. They did nothing to harm us. We got to stop killing ourselves.
Appreciate the time, Coach.
And we'll offer our apologies for that. Oops. Clearly emotions getting the better of the head coach. And you know what? He just voiced what all Beaver Nation here voiced during the entire first half.
Well,
I'd like to apologize, but let's also draw attention to it.
Speaking of voicing what the Beavers were thinking, we had a penalty happen in the third quarter, and we had the moment where the player penalized was picked up by a hot mic from the referee, and this ensued.
Holding offense, number 64, 10-yard penalty.
Whoa. It seems to be the common opinion here. Oh, it's a feeling. It's a feeling.
And I love,
yes,
on the video, this, I don't know, 320-pound dude just drops an F-bomb right by the referee who's trying to get out his call, and he just stops. He just stopped saying, you know, whatever he was going to say about the penalty.
Offense, number 64, 10-yard penalty.
It seems to be the common opinion here.
Just say, hey, watch your mouth.
Like, okay.
It feels good. You know football's back is when we get a hot mic incident. We've got one.
Sorry.
Week two.
Well, yesterday we did a whole segment of Parsons.
Audio.
Micah Parsons making his Packers debut against the Lions. And you're right. It was weird that that game was on CBS because typically you think AFC being on CBS. But we had the big boys. We had Jim Nance, Tony Romo on the call. And say what you will about Tony Romo, he's back in weird midseason form. And something I've noticed is he's not doing the same level of preparation as he was when he immediately replaced Phil Sims. And there's a trait that he has with Jim where he'll just start rambling.
Yeah.
And it sounds like your uncle at Thanksgiving who's had about four or five belts and just starts saying things under his breath. Also here in this audio, do you think Jim Nance has any idea about the video game franchise Sonic the Hedgehog?
I think he's heard about it. I don't think he could tell you what it's about or anything.
Well, let's hear the audio.
Yeah, Andy shared time with Montgomery. You know, it wasn't just as if he was the 100, you know, like the sole focus back. I mean, he obviously gets the most touches, but Montgomery has a lot as well, and that's why they call him Sonic and Knuckles.
Yeah,
just like me and you.
Thank you. I like it.
I'm Knuckles.
When Monty got hurt at the end of the year, Gibbs did some amazing things. All right, Knuckles, what about that play?
Oh, that just might stick. Uh-oh. I was just saying, because, you know, my brawling days with my boys. What did you say? Sorry, I was about to, like, punch him.
Well, just they're trying to make a statement on this opening drive.
They are.
He has no idea what's going on. Like,
they still
like
have
Sonic
no chemistry.
Knuckles.
They've been together for
brawling days.
You lose all train of thought because you're thinking about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes. I don't want Romo to change now. Like, the question you asked me at the top spot, have you learned anything about yourself this weekend? I don't want Tony Romo to, like, I don't know, prepare or anything.
No.
I just want this craziness where He doesn't know what's going on and what Nance just asked him because he's reminiscing about playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
And you know what? I'll call my own foul here if I'm ignorant about Sonic and Knuckles. I played Sonic on the original Sega Genesis.
Okay, I wasn't a big Sega guy.
I never picked up any Sonic after that on any platform. So Sonic, I know Knuckles is a red version of Sonic who's more physical.
Yeah, he's like a sidekick,
kinda.
Okay, but what does this have to do going back to his days brawling with his boys? Is he playing this game with his sons?
I don't know if he means because Knuckles is a fighter. I don't know.
Nobody knows. No one knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, like his friends, or is he beating up his children? It's like, what is he referring
what
to?
What did you ask me?
Like, back
you couldn't play that game against friends. It was a one-player game.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
just sharing the controller.
Like maybe there's like a Sonic fighting game. Like,
yeah. I was just saying, because, you know, my brawling days with my boys.
My boys.
What did you say? Sorry, I was back to like...
I think he's talking about fighting his friends.
Okay.
All right.
When him and, Drew Bledsoe used to fight.
And when did Knuckles make his first appearance in the Sonic game?
It was like Sonic 2 or 3.
Yeah, he's been...
It was on Sega Genesis.
I'm saying 94.
Okay, so back
Sonic
when he
Knuckles?
Was a kid.
Yeah.
Maybe while he was at Eastern Illinois, he played some
but
Sonic.
But also, he's in the movies, and maybe Romo's seen the Sonic movies.
Okay.
All right.
So unexpected.
Wild. All right.
So great.
And then, we have Nance reading a promo that has the name Tony in it, so fun happens.
Tony, I got to ask you about this show. Are you starring in it? It's streaming. You can escape on the ultimate getaway with NCIS Tony and Ziva. Hunted by hackers and assassins. Good thing espionage is their love language. NCIS Tony and Ziva now streaming on Paramount Plus.
They could call that Tony and Candace being hunted.
I'll just say it, Tony. You left me for Ziva.
Yes. Sometimes you got to go have another day job. But I like this one right now. Okay. This show's going to be good, though.
Second and six.
Dude, they were promoting the crap out of that show this weekend, too.
And Romo's like, yeah, it's going to be a great show. No, it's not. they do not care.
Two of the top 10 teams in the NFL playing in front of them.
You are not going to watch an NCIS spinoff.
And Nance is stopping down for maybe the most common male first name ever in Tony.
Well, we didn't play it in Sweet Sounds last week, but we have a clip in the folder, Ham, if you can find it, of Mike Tirico was reading a promo for a TV show, and then he just keeps talking about how much he enjoys this TV show on Peacock, and Chris Collinsworth, of all people, had to get him back on track.
Man, that's a...
We bringing Animal Kingdom back?
That's TNT, right?
Did you find it in there, Ham?
It's
in the September. It's Tirico.
That's just a low-key favorite part of this, is you can tell the networks are like, hey, we're going to promote these TV shows. Just, you know, pretend like you like them. We know you're never going to watch this. Might give you a couple sentences on what this is about.
It's the paper, The Office.
Oh, spin-off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscars in it.
Yes, exactly.
Looks terrible.
It does.
From the crew that brought you The Office comes a new comedy of underdogs with major issues. The Paper. You stream it after the game only on Peacock. You can grab some ice cream from Franklin Fountain as well. Got a chance to check out the early episodes of The Paper. It's terrific. If you love The Office, you will love The Paper. Binge it on Peacock. You do it tonight after the game. 6-1 defense here, Mike.
Yeah, pay attention
here. Collinsworth was like, yeah, don't care about that show. It's going to be terrible. Let's get back to the game. Yeah, every game it happens. Like, oh, you're going to want to watch this, the new show on CBS. Nobody's going to. No, we don't care about this. Maybe olds will watch it.
I really love back in the 90s before the NFC moved over to Fox, and you had Summerall reading
Murder, She Wrote.
Tonight on Murder, She Wrote, or Jake and the Fat Man. Like, that was great, and they just moved right on. They didn't belabor the point.
Yeah, very timestamps the game. I want to play this from Jim Nance, and I don't know how many caught this. So there's a meme going on, and I'm sure your daughters know about this.
They do.
Because they're of the age that this is popular. I saw a meme last week talking about 6-7. I have no idea what it was about. So I go, okay, I'm going to Google this. Is there some meaning to it? Yeah. And didn't really get any answers from it. It's from a rap song, I guess.
Yeah.
And kids will say 6-7.
I guess Skrilla put out a song a year or two ago. It has 6-7 in it. It's called, the title is Doot Doot. And I guess there's also a LaMelo Ball tie-in because he's 6'7".
Yeah.
And but this, I don't think my kids actually know anything about the origin. They just know that a bunch of other kids are saying it. So now 6-7 gets brought up. And then, of course, I do the dad joke of how 7-8-9.
Okay.
You know,
that's funny. So, yeah, we'll see if Jim Nance could fit in a reference that 13-year-old kids are saying at school.
Because, again, they go to the ground. And Montgomery's showing a good burst, running behind LaPorta on that side for another 6-7. 6-7. No, let's call it. Let's call it 6.
Does Romo know what he's laughing at?
Some good courtesy laughter, at least.
Okay. It's like, does he know he's referencing a meme or just... Yeah.
That was very Lando laughing away.
Oh, Jim Nance.
Oh.
Old man saying 6-7. Something that we don't even know what it means.
No clue. Bye.
No one knows, but it's provocative.
And we got Tom with KB.
Audio Depot.
This was on the Commanders-Giants game yesterday, and we, of course... We all had our issues trying to learn the name Igbinogany.
Yep, you nailed it. Noah Igbinogany.
Corby had some really iffy moments with it.
I forgot about that one.
Had some e-breaks involving
might
that.
I have to find that.
But does Tom Brady, who, just ask him, he's working his ass off to be the best analyst in the world, could he nail this name?
Wilson going far side. There's a man open. Good route by Robinson, who's there to haul it in for a first down. He kind of caught up to that one. It was floating in midair. The drive continues.
Yeah, that's just man coverage. Igbinogany, excuse me. I always struggle with those five-syllable last names. Gets caught up in traffic, and Robinson becomes that down-the-field catcher. Nice throw and catch there. Good execution.
That's funny. When we practiced that one in the mirror, you nailed it. You nailed it.
I know. Can't tell all my dirty secrets over here, okay? I always used to call, I'd come up with nicknames for guys that names I couldn't necessarily pronounce.
Is that like, you know, calling someone whose name you don't know Bug?
Well, I'm just saying, when you had teammates, you just came up with nicknames for everybody, and you never really had to think about anything beyond something I could get out of my mouth very quickly. Hey, Igbinogany, get down. No, it's not the way it works.
So do you think he's like Norm and wants a nice American name?
Just a nice American name. And it's funny how he struggled. He couldn't even get it out the first two tries, and then he just nailed it. Igbinogany.
Well, what you had was
a producer.
He had a producer in his ear pronouncing it properly.
I thought Brady was good yesterday. Brady's grown on me. I think he's good at being Tom Brady on the broadcast.
I think,
that's all he has to do.
I mean,
still feel bad for third leg Greg.
I don't really think about Brady being good or bad anymore. He's just now part of the fabric.
He's just him.